Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on, suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving them all on,
dress
like $1 million,
buttons,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
I sure will. A good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Today, folks, I just want to dive right in because I think I got it. Here it is. Did you know that there is a life for you that's greater than you could have ever dreamed of? Did you know that there's a life for you better than the one you've ever felt before? And did you know that there was a life for you much bigger than the one you wanted? And lastly, did you know that what I just said is true? Did you know that? Did you know that the things I just said are available to you? It's not just intended for those who receive awards. It's for everybody. Yeah, you too. It's for you who didn't get your high school diploma. It's for you who are incarcerated. It's for you who have two strikes. It's for you who've been sentenced to life. It's for you who've gotten out and have a felony record and can't seem to get it together. It's for you who have an illness. It's for you who the doctors have given up on. It's for you. This life I'm talking about is for you. Did you know that there's a life for you better than the one you dreamed about, better than the one you've imagined, a life better than the one you thought of, that there's a life for you better than the one you've ever felt before? There's a life for you better than the one you saw for yourself. There's a better life for you than the one you expected and even the one you wanted. Did you know that this is true for you? See, here's let me give you the secret to this thing now. You have to believe that it is for you. Now, you got to fight through the doubts. You got to fight through the will of Satan, because the devil is busy, man. The devil wants you to think that it's hopeless. The devil wants you to think that this is it. The devil wants you to think there ain't no more to it. The devil wants you to think that this applies to other people but you. Yeah, you've been dealt the worst hand of them all, which you ain't, but that's what the devil wants you to think. So you got to fight through now. You got to fight through to get to what I just said is available for you. But what else you got to do? You ain't doing nothing else. Might as well fight. Why just wake up and just let it be? Why would you wake up every day and just exist when there's a chance for you to actually live? See, the reason I don't mind smiling so much now is because I'm no longer existing. I'm living now. See, that's what you want to get to. You don't want to exist to wake up paycheck to paycheck, day to day, not knowing, not understanding, not having, can't get this, can't get that, can't go here, can't go there. Gotta wait till it seems like you never get nowhere. You can get out of that rut of life feeling like when you wake up in the morning that your life is ho-hum, that you're just in a rut. I drive the same way to work. I do the same thing on my job. When I get off, I drive all the way back home. I sit there. I read the newspaper. I water the lawn. I'm so sick of my life. This ain't what I wanted, man. And wake up, start over, do the same thing. Then the weekend gets in, you got to mow the lawn, and then you try to fix something in the garage, and you feel like your life is in a rut. I'm talking about if this feels like a rut to you. Now, if it's what you've always wanted, I'm cool with that. But I'm talking to people who want it more, who would love their life to be more, who would love their life to be different. Now, I'm not criticizing you if I just described your life. I'm just only talking to the ones who would dare to believe that there's more to it than this. I'm only talking to the ones who would dare to accept the challenge, to fight through and see what God got for you instead of listening to Satan all the time. The devil is busy, man. Please understand, he's so busy. so busy trying to trick you, get you into the groove. You know, they doing all kind of stuff now, man. You know, atheists and already got prayer taken out of schools. Excuse me, look at our schools. Now there's a push by the atheists to get the words "in God we trust" taken off our money. Here's the deal. If you don't believe in God and you don't want to trust in God, just go on about your business. But what you can't do is spill off all into what I'm talking about. That's the problem I have with all of them. If you're going to do you, then do you. But don't spill off into what I got. Now, see, if you don't believe what I'm saying, then I ain't talking to you. Let's just be clear about the relationship with Steve Harvey and his crew. I'm only talking to the people that believe, that are looking for something else, that want something more, that want something better. That's got to be out there searching and hoping and trying to do more. That's all I'm talking to. Now, if you don't believe what I'm saying is true, then go ahead, try it your way. Go see, write me, email me, let me know how it's going for you. But I'm telling you of a way that's tried and true. If you go to God, if you go to your creator, your maker, if you go to him and you go to him for real and tell him, hey, you know what? I want you to go ahead and take over from here. I'm done. I done all I know how to do. I done tried everything I know how to try. I'm sick of me right now. Hey, look here. You created me. What you want me to do? And here's the cool thing about it when I made that decision, y'all. See, I was so afraid for years that I was going to miss out on something if I did that. I couldn't do this no more. But the stuff I needed to stop doing, I really need to stop. The things I was afraid of not being able to do anymore were the very same things I really didn't need to be doing no more in the first place. On the real, man. On the real. All that temporary fun I was having. All them temporary outlets I was using. All them temporary things trying to fulfill myself I was doing. I was just doing a bunch of temporary mess, man. I said, hold up, man. I want something permanent, man. I want a permanent feeling in my heart that it's going to be all right. So he replaced all that fun with joy. But it was only because I went and I faced him. He didn't take me and stop me from being me. He just made a better version of me. See, God don't take, because all the stuff he sent you through, he needed you to go through all them. He needed you to have them experience of what it felt like to be locked up. He needed you to have that experience to know what it was to lose everything. He needed you to have that experience to make you tough. You're just going to be a tough one. I'm a tough soldier in his army. That's all. I just say one of the weak ones. I protect the weak ones. God didn't take a lot of stuff from me except the stuff I needed. But the stuff he made me to be, he allowed me to keep it. And he just made a better me. Do that, y'all, and you can have what you want.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get to it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to tell you why, because it's the only one you got. You have no control over any other days. Yesterday gone. Futures is not promised. Today is the day. Right now, get in it and get your tune right. Get the two together, man. Triple T's up in here. Start with gratitude. You have to, which will immediately affect your attitude, which has a direct correlation on your altitude. It's them tunes, baby. You get them together, you can be somebody. Man, that's my plan. I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to mess around somehow, some way, with a little more grace and some mercy and a whole lot of forgiveness, and I'm going to mess around and be somebody. I don't know what y'all doing. I'm telling you, but I'm inviting you to get on this tube train. Gratitude, attitude, altitude. That's Steve Harvey Morning Show. That's how we're doing it right now. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell Jr., Smile for the South, Mr. Monica, legend of Nephew Tommy. Jr.?
Yes, sir.
What?
Here we go, Unc. Let me ask you something, man, because it's like the, you know, I've had a conversation with my nephew, man, and he just, he want it now. It's such a microwave society today. I want the money now. I want this lifestyle now. I want everything now, Unc. And they don't understand. They don't have to trust this is a process. A process of failures. Everything that I did to get to my point, I had to fail to get here. He just wanted me to do it for him.
That's good. You know.
No.
I didn't have nobody I could even want to do it for me, so your nephew's blessed to even have somebody he think he got the audacity to say, I'd like for you to do it for me. It is not the way it goes. It's a long lesson to learn, and the longer it takes you to learn it, the longer it's going to take for you to get it. It is imperative, man, that people understand what this is. But know this, as long as it takes to get successful, must I remind you all, there is joy in the journey. You have got to stop along the way, man, and appreciate where you are. You may not be where you want to be, but take inventory, and oftentimes you can realize you may not be where you want to be, but thank God I ain't where I was. See, you made some incremental steps. And sometimes people don't even get joy in the steps. Man, I ain't where I want to be yet. Yeah, I got you, bro. But must I remind you that 2 years ago, the position you were sitting in, 5 years ago, 8 years ago, hell, last summer, hell, that started a new year. See, some people ain't got to look far back. You understand? And there's joy in the journey, but you got to take inventory. Everybody want it now. You know, people try to take advantage of your success because they want it now. I'm going to say that again. People try to take advantage of your success. All of you out there that have measured success, somebody done tried to capitalize on that. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. What?
Yes, it is. And thank you, guys. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, the nephew is here to run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Nev?
You can't come back to church. You can't come back to church.
What does the man say?
All right, hey, hey.
Thank you, Shirley. Thank you.
I understand you and the Lord got a relationship, but over here, you can't come back to this church, though. Come on, Cat, let's get it.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach Sister Charisse Mayfield.
Who is this?
Deacon Bounds from the church.
Deacon who?
Bounds. From the
what? From our church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
From here. Can you hear me good? This old phone don't work. We're good.
Yeah, my phone okay.
Okay, that. I called and the deacon board didn't have a meeting as well as Pastor and they didn't have a meeting and they come to the understanding that they gonna ask you to not come to church right now because them boys of yours, Eric and James, being in jail the way they is and want you to just I don't know if they gonna suspend you from church right now, but they think it put a bad look on the church.
My kids being in jail put a bad look on the church.
Well, that's what they come up with. Now we didn't have a meeting with the deacon board and with Pastor Stoves.
I don't understand why y'all have a meeting about my kids in the church. Well, what my kids got to do with the church?
Well, what we're trying to do is show a good example to the youth that we got there.
Okay, you can show a good example by me being there paying my tithes and offering.
Well, that's another thing that's been brought to our attention that we're going to be calling a lot of members about is people not paying the tithes the way they're supposed to.
I pay my tithes. I don't know who told you that, Deacon Barnes. I don't even know, first of all, who you are, and I'm not trying to be mean to you. And I don't even understand how you even got my phone number.
Well, now
but I pay my tithes. I pay my offering. Go on your computer at the church. Call your secretary or whoever.
Well, let me ask you this, Sister Mayfield. Do you pay your tithes according to what you make?
Yes, I do. Check the books.
Well. Now, what it is, we can't check the books if we don't know exactly what you make, is what I'm saying.
What I make is my business between me and Jesus. I give him his 10%, and that's all Mars Hill needs to know.
I understand exactly where you come from, but now the main issue on the table is about these boys and being, disrupted the way they are. They don't want that to be to bleed over into the youth choir.
Wait a minute. First of all, I would appreciate if you would have Pastor to tell me this himself. And then second of all, if somebody, kids, is having trouble in the world or whatever, y'all supposed to pray for them, not put them at the church or their mama.
Well, we gonna pray for, and we're going to pray for you, too. But we don't want this to shed over to the youth that we got that's doing good with this.
Well, I'm going to keep coming. Y'all can't stop me from coming to the church. I'm going to keep coming. So I don't know who you talking to, and you tell Pastor to call me himself and tell me I can't come to Hill. And you have nobody calling me telling me that I can't come to Hill. That is a free church.
I'm going to get the pastor called.
Well, you get the pastor to call me because you have no business calling me telling me that I can't come to God's house.
Well, Sister Mayfield, I don't want you to get in no uproar with me.
Now, I'm not getting angry with nobody. I don't work 18, 16 hours today. I don't have time for nobody calling me, telling me that I can't come to a church that I pay my tithes and offering at. Not that I own the church. I pay my tithes because that's due to God. But y'all really making me upset by telling me I can't come there because of my kids and they troubles.
Where was you this past Sunday, you what now?
I wasn't at church because I had overslept. And why is that any of your business?
Now, there you go being in uproar with me again.
I don't know who this is. How could you call somebody about church business over the phone? This don't make sense.
Sister Mayfield. Hello?
Yeah.
One more thing. This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, you just got pranked. I got you.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. How you going to? Sorry. But y'all bogus. Y'all is so bogus. I'm like, who is this guy? We talking about church beer.
You know what I like about you, though?
What?
Ain't nobody going to keep you out the Lord's house. You're going to show up and show out every Sunday.
Every Sunday, I'm coming to church in the name of Jesus.
I know that's right, baby.
Well, thank you.
Hey, baby, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Now, do you even have to ask me that? The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
If I tell you you can't come back, then you just can't come back. That's all it
Who
is, too.
Who are you?
They didn't
Who
like it, though.
Who are you to tell me?
I am the appointed person that calls and tell you when you can't come back. That's who I am.
The Lord.
I understand. And the Lord don't call you on this either. It's officials at the church. Okay?
The
Y'all gonna start respecting these church officials, okay?
For real, Tommy. Okay. Let me ask you this. Do they really put people out of the church? Can you get put out of the church?
Yeah, you can get
put
out of the
church.
Oh,
yeah, you can't get put out of a church. Yeah, you can put out. Yeah.
Yes, you can. You come in here with that foolishness, they will ask you not to come back. You can put out
with
church.
You know what, Tommy? You're right. I don't even know why. My sister got put out. I don't even know why the hell I am. I'm crazy. I just thought about it. What? Yeah, you can.
For what, yeah. Junior? For what?
My sister? Oh my gosh. My sister did too much at the church. You know, all that running down the hall, down the aisle screaming and everything.
Uh-huh.
All that. They told her, your ass can't come back here no more.
But she got the Holy Ghost.
Not doing announcements.
Some
you
churches
don't get to do an announcement.
Doing excommunicated.
You don't get the spirit doing the announcement. Yeah, not doing announcements, you don't. No.
But see, this right here, this was about this lady and her boy's been in jail. That's so we don't want all that at the, you know, we don't want you mixing with the other kids with that. Okay? No, you're not coming up in here with that.
All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, time now for Steve to help some of our listeners with their relationships. This is our favorite segment, Ask the CLO. You can submit your questions to Steve Harvey FM. Are you ready, Mr. CLO?
Yes.
This one is for Shun in D.C. I like it. Shun says, I'm a 45-year-old married woman that loves old school music. I grew up listening to old school music and playing records with my mom. My favorite is Teddy Pendergrass. I could make love to him every night. My husband is 45 too, but he only likes hip hop and rap music. I don't mind listening to it every now and then, but he wants to be intimate with hip hop music on. I try to get him to compromise by listening to Keith Sweat, but he's not even into that. I can't get into the mood to 2 Chainz music, and it's messing up my mojo. How can I get him to compromise for sex?
Stop having sex.
2 Chainz.
Stop having it. If you're a man and you ain't willing to make that sacrifice so you can get yourself taken care of, your business handled, making love, if you don't have it to rap, you can't have it, but your girl want R&B, that we have so much Sade and Nita Baker in that damn room, you'd be so sick of me, Luther. Dog, you wouldn't hear nothing. I had
turn off the lights.
Girl, it'd be so sad. Turn them off. That's part of all the rapping we going to do. Turn them off. That's the only part.
She even like Keith Sweat. Shout out to Keith.
Yeah.
What up, Keith? When they go round and round. Yeah. Come on, Keith.
Come on, Keith. All right, this last.
So that's it. He needs to compromise. She's right.
Dog, all she got to do is I can't do it to that. Mm-hmm. I could do it to this real good, but I can't do it to that. Okay. Not to say that to him.
See how, yeah. All right, Fredo in Tallahassee says, I've been dating a great woman for 8 months, and I was trying to be faithful, but my old ways caught up with me, and I had a threesome with my ex-girlfriend and another chick Fredo. I used to date. I'm only 24, so I guess I shouldn't have tried to be in a serious relationship right now. My girl saw the video of my threesome on my phone, and I flipped out because she went through my phone. I'm holding on strong to the defense that she shouldn't be snooping. She's not. He must listen to this show a lot. She's not trying to hear that, and she will not speak to me. How can I fix this and get my girl back?
Bruh, you gotta be. You're kidding me, right?
Come on, CLO.
Listen to me, dog. You 24. You've been doing this, seeing this girl for 8 months. Then your old ways slip back. You had a threesome with your ex and a girl she know. Boom. You recorded it on your phone. She been snooping through your phone and found it. You holding strong to the you shouldn't be stupid. But now you can't get your girl back. But you just said you only 24. You don't even know why you trying to be in an intimate relationship. You ain't ready for no commitment. Dog, go on and do you. You ain't finna get this one back, though, dog. This one is gone. This chick done flew the coop. This one's a wrap.
Well, what after the video,
But what about the phone, though, Steve? What'd he say?
You can't hold on to that one. Bro, you gotta let that go.
He listens to the show.
You've been sitting up here. You ain't supposed to snoop through my phone. Correct. She's not supposed to snoop through your phone. But she did. And guess what she saw? Now, you dating her, in her mind, ain't supposed to be having no damn threesome.
Saw a threesome on my phone.
With your ex?
What you doing on my phone?
All this is a wrap. You lucky you still living. Really.
Yes.
So thank God for that blessing, man. And hanging
my leg
dog.
In the air. You in my phone.
You don't do that to me. Well, you don't never bring your friends. Oh, see, this all this finna go bad for you, dog.
It's gotten ugly, Steve. Yeah.
All right, Unhappy in Denver says, I'm a 28-year-old married woman and I'm unhappily married. My husband thinks that buying me things and 5-minute sex is enough, but I need more than the kiss on my head before he leaves for work. I started having an affair 2 months ago and my lover shows me a lot of attention and he has reminded me that I'm special. The sex is passionate and it's like he taps into my soul when we're intimate. I have been married for 5 years and I'm ready to get a divorce, but not necessarily to be with my lover. So how can I tell if divorce is the right move or not?
First of all, stop lying. You just told me that a man touches you and taps into your soul. Mm-hmm. So you can even reverse that and say when the man is tapping you, ooh, he touches your soul. You can say this any way you want to, but that's what this damn letter about. Now, mm-hmm, you want a damn divorce, but it ain't got nothing to do with that man. That's just a damn lie. Mm. That's a lie. You well, want the divorce.
Not
necessarily, yeah. Now, yeah, but see, but here's the deal. You need the 5-minute sex, he buys you things, and he kiss you on the forehead before he go to work.
Two out of three ain't bad, but anyway, go ahead.
So, he buying your stuff.
Yes.
It is what
and
it is.
You do get a kiss on the forehead.
Yeah, come on.
That's 60%.
All you got to do is try to get this 5 turned into 15, and bam, you in a healthy marriage.
We're good.
Because the buying stuff and kissing on the forehead is a pretty good deal after a while.
Pretty bad. Who's mad at that?
Now, if you just want to just be in there doing Ringling Brother activities, uh-huh, then you got to go with this dude you done had the affair with. But you're wrong, and this whole thing can probably backfire on you. I would suggest talking to your husband about them 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See if you
young,
can't stretch
Steve.
It out a little bit more than that.
28. She's been married for 5 years. She's been married since she was 23.
Wow, that's young.
Yeah, but
you know, if you can get a strong 12 in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to compromise.
I'm talking about hella, though. Yeah. I'm talking about but hella.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about, man, where you up in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about up, you know.
Wow. All right, thank you as always.
Performing.
CLO, we love you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
people are getting ready for work right now, probably, and maybe they're making their own lunch. You know, people do that at home. Well, Steve, it turns out that 18% of people have admitted to eating someone else's lunch at the office. One worker's live tweeting of the mystery of a coworker's stolen shrimp fried rice was retweeted over 173,000 times. Okay, and while you may think it's funny, and it is kind of funny. I mean, when you think about it, you know, getting away with eating someone else's meal, it actually could have some serious consequences on the job. People don't forget stuff like this. Well, and you see these people every single day. This is according to a human resource expert. It becomes a trust issue. So, Steve, I have to ask you. I know you did it.
You know he didn't do it.
Office lunches.
No.
You never
I have never in my life taken somebody's food. Because I ain't that way. I don't know you.
Oh, so you don't know what kind of home they have, how clean they
right.
are, how
now,
hygienic.
Right. Now, two things I have done.
Okay.
I've had mine taken.
Yeah.
I've caught a person.
What happened?
And I've seen a person taking a person's lunch.
Okay, well, what happened when someone took yours?
Both these is now situations I use to my advantage.
How so? What?
Yeah, let's see. Now, you don't want this out. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. now I need a couple favors.
Is you the mom?
No, dog. I mean, look, I saw you because I'm real observant. Y'all know that about me. I'm extremely observant.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm watching this dude steal this dude's food. And the dude food he was stealing, he's deceased. His name is James Paradise. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And we worked at General Electric. And this dude was taking James Paradise like a Jane could cook his ass off. And he was just eating James' lunch every now and then. And I caught him.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, if I tell this to James Paradise, dog, I'm talking about you finna get drugged out in the parking lot. And when you come back in, you're going to need to show the people at the door your ID.
What did he steal, Steve? What was it?
You know, like sandwiches. You know, James would cook ribs.
Uh-huh.
He'd take his ribs.
Lunch?
You know, he made pork shoulder sandwich.
Right.
Used to bring it in to work for everybody. He stole his pork shoulder sandwich. And James was getting upset.
Right.
So yeah. I saw him take James' stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was this young white dude that was stealing the food.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was single. And, you know, he wouldn't bring no lunch half the time. Just stupid ass boy.
So what you run game on him with?
So I told him, I said, hey, man, you know, if James find out you the one taking his lunch, man, you know what's going to happen to you. Ah, jeez.
Wait, what?
What is that?
I love the white guy. Come on. What?
Ah, jeez. Yeah, that's what I need. See, once I hear that fear in your voice, then I got your ass now. Because ah, jeez is not a hood term. He said, ah, jeez. I said, look, hold on, man. Hold on. This ain't got to go nowhere.
Stay right here.
Now, look, this can stay right here. But I'm going to need a couple favors, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to leave early Wednesday. I need you to cover my job for me.
See.
That makes sense.
Hey, it's Hall not a problem with right me, there. Steve. No, it's Mr. Harvey.
Mr. Harvey?
No.
It's Mr. Harvey.
No. Now, you're going to put some speck on my neck. I was the original bird man.
Yeah, you were.
So you're going to put some speck on my name. Yeah. And so I had him cover my job like three times for that.
Yeah.
Whoa. Then I saw a dude take my lunch.
Uh-oh.
This was a black dude who had just got hired, and he hadn't completed his 90-day probation period.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Now, if I report this,
you don't get the job.
You ain't going to get the job.
Yeah, you had him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm so sorry. I thought it was mine. How the hell? Your name ain't Steve.
It's Gregory.
It's Gregory.
No, your name is Frederick.
Oh, Frederick. It was
Frederick. Where did Steve get confused with Frederick?
Right, right.
So I said, so Frederick, look here, man. I'm just need a couple favors from you. Now, I'm going to come in late. I need you to punch my time clock when you get at the gate. Punch my time clock for me.
Yeah.
Hit me in.
Dang.
Oh, that's not a problem. Now, listen to me. They have a camera aimed at the time clock.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So you got to put your back to the camera.
Gotcha.
Wow.
So he did it the first time.
How do you know all of this?
Oh, he's a thug. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with Junior.
No. Excuse me. Excuse me, Tommy.
What?
Hoodlum.
I was never a thug.
Hoodlum.
Hoodlum was crime with a purpose.
With the respect to it.
Yeah. Thugs just out here doing stuff. Thugs are stupid.
Speck on it. Put some speck on that too.
Crimes with a purpose.
Crimes with a purpose.
And it was always okay. To better or uplift oneself.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yes.
At the expense of others.
Well,
yeah.
You know.
Definition.
Yeah.
And so that's what I had him do. So I could leave early because of the little white dude, and I could come in late
because of the black dude.
Because of Frederick.
Wow.
So I had me a nice little setup.
That's genius.
Yeah.
And then, meanwhile, at school, he was, you know,
he was
selling, hall,
selling
passes.
Hall passes.
Crime with a purpose.
Hustling. Yeah.
Y'all need passes to be late in this hallway. Who name you put on it? See, my name was never on a hall pass. So ain't no need of you talking about you got it from Steve, because I ain't got no hall pass. Because I had told her back off my locker anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so
what
I kept my
you
stuff.
You did what?
I told her back off my locker.
What so, do you, I don't get that.
Oh, my God.
So would, put
I had,
stuff
I had
stuff
the corner yeah. bent down, yeah. and I put all my stuff behind. So if you open my lock and
you
check
it,
I ain't never had nothing.
Oh, I get, okay.
Yeah. So Steve gave you a hall pass.
Yeah.
How the hell I got hall pass?
Open my lock.
I'm in class.
Not learning to write.
I'm here. I only
I'm
missed
here.
2 days in high school. 2 cut days. All I ever did, man.
Oh, but that's man. Yeah.
Wow,
man.
Steve, your life has been incredible.
It's been wonderful.
It really, really has.
Really, thank you.
And look at you now. Stories. Look at you now. I mean,
still
seriously.
Hustling.
Yeah. Are you close? Are you still a hoodlum?
No, I don't do crime. No, I had a little run in.
All right, listen.
I had a little run in to kind of straighten me out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, time now, guys, for Would You Rather. Here we go. Would you rather be the ugliest person in the room, or
even,
would you rather...
Even Junior, they ate. Go eat.
Or would you rather be the least funny person in the room?
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm. There you go, Tommy.
Yeah. I'm gonna be ugly.
Come on over here.
I ain't never got over here with y'all.
You already over here.
That's what I thought. You've been over here.
You
the only confusion is in your
here.
Mind. Now, what you want to be, A or B? Ugliest person in the room or the least funniest person in the room?
Mm-hmm,
what you
a,
want
probably.
To be?
He
I'm
said
be
B
a.
at first.
Mm-hmm. That's not an option.
Okay. All right. I think we're clear on that one. Would you rather have dinner with your ex or live in a tiny
B.
house?
Did
you say B, Steve?
B, in a tiny house on the corner of the roof.
Yes.
Of the tiny house with that
you
point,
know, you...
the only thing I got to sit on,
yeah,
put
right.
me in there and shut the door.
What about you, Junior?
I sit in the tiny house with no windows.
We're all in the tiny house.
You're all in the tiny house. All right,
we'll go to tiny jail, Shirley. We'll do it.
With some little tiny handcuffs on.
Yeah. Shirley, I live in a tiny, tiny house.
Double tiny.
A little bitty house. Would you rather take cold showers for 3 months, or would you rather connect your phone in the car? You know, when you're with your...
Finna be shriveled up every day looking like a prune. All day. I'm prune, baby.
I'm going to connect my phone. Yeah, I ain't up to nothing. I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, I can connect it, but I'd rather shrivel up.
Yeah.
You sound crazy,
Tom. You sound crazy. What's going to be on your phone?
Hey, dog, but I'm going to tell you, bro, I got some partners that call where I go, dog, I'm on the speaker in the car with my girl. I have to tell him that.
Yeah, you have to.
Immediately.
Yeah, I got some partners where I have to say that to. I have to say that to him.
All right, last one.
And it be
one.
Them random thoughts, because I got, go ahead, Shirley.
Would you guys rather a 16-hour road trip in an RV or a 4-hour flight on Spirit Airlines?
I gotta get my boxing.
I'm gonna see the sights on that RV. We're gonna get on this road
for 16.
Yeah, I'm gonna
hours?
Get in that RV. Yeah, for 16 yeah. hours. Yeah,
but you're only
stopping
on...
at truck stops. All that.
Cool.
We're
all
fun.
That.
You're only on Spirit for 4 hours.
That's suicidal.
Got to fight for five.
Spirit. We getting pork skins. Well,
you know who else on that plane? No, that's the problem with Spirit. It's the other customers.
Yeah.
It's 4 hours of that, especially me sitting back there. I'm telling you what, the funniest thing I've seen on Family Feud.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Yahoo is reporting, guys, a new poll that finds 59% of couples say that they suspected their partner of cheating. If they suspected them, they would discuss the matter with them rather than jumping to conclusions. I'm going to say that again for the ladies, okay? 59% of couples say that if they suspected their partner of cheating, they would discuss the matter with them rather than jumping to conclusions.
Okay, black
okay, cool. Let me ask you a question. Shirley and Carla.
No.
Let me ask you a question. Just listen to this question.
Okay.
If you suspected your husband of cheating and it was not on the internet, nobody knew, none of your coworkers, it wasn't out, it wasn't made public. If you suspected your husband of cheating, would you bring it up calmly? Would you bring it up with anger? How would you do it?
Probably all of the above for me. Without the calm, though.
Damn.
You already know where I'm coming.
All the coming.
Vigor. All of that.
There's no calm.
Yeah. All of
There's
the above no. for me without the calm.
Anger. If I suspected that? Nah, yeah.
Nah, well, I mean, if you had suspicions, you ain't had no proof. You ain't heard nothing. You ain't got no pictures. Ain't on internet. None of that.
But, Steve, you know we have intuition. You know we have intuition. Is that disappointing to you, Mr. Harvey?
I don't know. I'm just trying to see what y'all would do. I don't really.
And the word discussion I have a problem with. There will be no discussion.
Well, are you going to just find out on your own first? Like, do you know, a little CSI?
Let me ask you a question,
though. That comes with
the territory. Suppose you discovered that you were 100% wrong about him.
Oh, then
and that he wasn't cheating. Mm-hmm. What happens at that point?
Oh, then I'm apologizing and begging for his forgiveness and threatening him. He better not do it. You see what happens.
Yeah.
When I just
forgiveness and threat at the same time?
That is
definitely.
That is,
you got to put the fear of God in his heart. You got to do that.
Yeah, you apologize for your wrongdoing.
Absolutely.
But
you know, make it up to him. You know,
that is a lie.
All of that.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Any more questions? We're here for it.
No, y'all's answers is short and direct.
Man. And truthful.
And there's no in between. Ain't no, you know. That's I don't like talking to y'all.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Were you expecting something else?
I don't know what I expected, but that wasn't it.
You've obviously been through this before.
I'll tell you what I found out though.
What's that?
I'm finding out I ain't fine enough to have a discussion. Once they find out I cheat, it's over. Your ugly ass sitting up here got the nerve to cheat. No, you
Damn,
didn't.
Junior.
But Junior, don't you know that money changes things? Don't you know that?
Yeah. How you get the nerve?
That was before. Look at you now.
But see, Tommy's saying, dang, Junior, like you can't believe Junior called himself ugly. Tommy, you're ugly.
No, I am not. I'm not going to let you break. Stop doing that. You go, listen, 2018, you're not going to do this.
Tommy,
I'm not
no,
ugly.
I'm going to tell the truth from 200. I'm going to tell the truth in 2018.
Are you fine, Tommy? Are you?
No, I'm not no fine, and I'm not all, but I ain't just finna be ugly, though. No, I'm not doing that.
Dog, you're not fine.
And I'm not ugly.
But listen to me. If you're not fine,
then what
but
is
by
you?
A long shot, what you think that is?
Why do you do that to him, Steve? You don't know
ugly. I don't know why Tommy keep thinking he cute.
But
you're not cute.
I didn't say I was cute. I'm just saying I'm not
Tommy,
ugly.
Listen to me. Listen to me. You look straight.
I'm decent. I don't look straight. Shut up, man.
You do.
I do not look straight.
Tommy. Tommy, listen to me, man.
What? He just tries to find
get
any
yourself.
Way he can
no,
save
all
him.
You got to do is just talk. Get a mirror and look at yourself from the side. You strange looking.
I am not strange.
No, Tommy, you are. You look strange, dog. Everybody, all the men in our family, we strange looking from the side.
We can have fun with it, Tommy, when you accept it.
Tommy doesn't accept that. He's never going to accept that. You guys know that.
I'm not doing it.
All right, speaking of
Tommy. Take us to break with your strange looking.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, His ex-wife is willing to share him with me. His ex-wife is willing to share him with me. All right, well, we'll get into that.
Yeah, she might be, but I'm not.
Thank you. Right now, we'll get into it, but right now, the nephew's here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Okay, your please. Wife is in the limo. Let's go, cat dog. Your wife is in the limo.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Robert?
Yeah, what's happening? This is Robert. What's up, boss?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, listen, man. My name's Phil, dog. I know you threw some other people. Your brother's right?
Yeah, that's my brother. Yeah, what's happening?
Listen, man, I'm calling you because there's something going
on. Hold on, first of all, everything all right with my brother, right? You ain't, this ain't no, he ain't no trouble, is it?
No.
Okay.
Straight, man. Listen, though, you married to right?
Yeah, that's my wife, boss.
Okay. Well, see, man, what I'm trying
to... Look, man, spit it out. What's happening, boss?
Listen, what I'm trying to explain to you, my name for you.
Okay.
Part-time, I drive limos, and I'm actually driving right now.
Okay. But, okay, what's up?
Well, I had seen your wife. You know, I knew you was little brother. You know, I was like, okay, this right here ain't cool.
Hold on, bro. You know, you seen my wife? What you mean, my wife? How you know? What are you talking about?
Okay, well, okay, Rob, let me ask you, is your wife there right now?
Nah, boss, my wife been gone, man. She was out with her sister and her homegirl, man. They been gone. What are you trying to get at, man? What's my
okay,
brother?
Okay, bro, listen. Okay, I got, hey, I understand. Just listen to me, man. Listen. Hey, man, I done been dogged out a many times by some ladies, you know what I'm saying? I just hate to see brothers get done wrong.
Where are you coming from, dog? Listen, dog, you need to go ahead and just spit out all this rambling and
Okay, listen, man. I drive limousine. And what I'm trying to say to you is
what you trying to say, man? Spit it out.
Your wife is in the back of the limousine I'm driving right now.
She in the back, so what? What, the girls out and like that?
No,
what?
They no, out no, man. If it was a bunch of girls out, I wouldn't even be calling you, bro. Your wife is in the back of this limousine with a man.
What the man? What the man? Oh, my okay. God. Hey, Junior, y'all step out of the room for a minute, man. Step out of the room for a minute. Step out of the room. Just hold on, boss. Step out of the room for a minute, man. Step out of the room. Hello, Sid?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hey, look, man. You need to come correct, man, because this ain't no matter right here, dog. You saying that my wife, you got my wife in the back of the limousine you driving. Man. What she got on, dog? What she got on? What color is that she got on?
A black dress with white lines in it.
What
that's
the where you at, man?
Hey, bro, I'm trying to make sure I got the right person.
Okay, look.
That what she had on?
You know my brother. You ain't got that accomplice. And you saying that you got my wife wearing what she is out the house with talking about, does this look cute? Does this look, I wouldn't stand this look cute. And you saying he in the back of your car? Where you driving at, dog? Where you driving at, man? That's all I need to know about. You need to have that whoever it is.
Okay, dog, listen, man. Well, I'm trying to say this to you. See, dog, I've been on this road here myself, man. You know what I'm
look,
saying?
Look, dog, just tell me this, man.
I'm brother reach out to you, man.
It's the wrong that's sitting in the back. Do she got the curls coming down on the side? That's all I need to know. Do she got the curls that's dangling on the side?
Yeah.
I ain't hear you, boss. I ain't hear you. Speak up, man.
I said, yeah, man. I can't talk loud, man. They in the back.
Hey, look, all this man, you calling me, dog, and this some serious you gonna call and you try to make it straight, right? So you bring it all over to where I'm at, boss.
Dog, I can't do that, man. I can't bring them
what
over
the
there.
You can't do that, dog.
You gonna act crazy,
man. I'm trying to... Look, boss, you call me, put her on the phone. That. Put her on the phone.
I can't...
Get a phone to her, dog. Get a phone. A baby, you need to drive that where I'm at, boss. Drive that where I'm at, boss, because this is going to be handled right now. I just got it's another year. I said I'm going to go back to my old
Hold up. Damn,
man, I can't hear you, dog. You listen, all this whispering and you either need to stop this call and say you need a or some stand outside the car and tell me where the hell you at. I can come meet you wherever the hell you at, though. Or you need to bust that around and tell her that you got to take a detour or some dog, because this is real.
Okay, hey, dog, you got to calm down, man.
Hold on, dog. You don't even know me, man. You ain't messed with the wrong dog. So listen, boss. Here's the thing, boss. Look, I'm either going to find out what limousine service or whatever the you drive, and I'm going to find your or you're going to have to come find me, dog. You're messing with the wrong one. Put on the phone, boss. Put on the phone.
Hey,
put on the phone, man. I ain't got time to be. Hey, look. Hey, you help me out. Appreciate the call, man. Put on the phone, man.
Wait. Rob.
What's up, man?
Okay, listen.
Man, you think this a game? Man, I'm finna come find. Hey, dog.
Okay, do you want? I'm gonna give you the address on where they
are. They
finna go.
Listen.
All I know is they gonna stop at the hotel for a minute, man. It's chain clock.
Hotel? What the f***? Dog, this is playing. Hey, where you at right now, dog? You in that. I'm on my way. What hotel, dog?
Oh, come on, man. Don't act like that.
Where's she at? Where you at,
dog? Don't act like that, man.
Hey, look, you got one more time to be trying to tell me how act.
Okay, I'm finna tell you, man, but listen to me. I want to tell you one more thing.
Man, what the f***? I ain't got time for no more one more thing. The one more thing you need to be telling me is where you at, dog. Where you at, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
Hell no. Hey, man. Man. What the? Nephew Tommy.
This is Nephew Tommy in the flesh, baby.
Man, am I on the radio? Man. God, my bad, brother, cousin, dog. My bad, man. You got me, man. Golly.
Hey, let me ask you something, man. Before we go, Rob, what is, man, the baddest radio show?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show with Nephew Tom is crazy.
I will prank that ass. You know that? I do it.
You got to say it like that. Say it again.
I don't even know if that went with what was.
I will.
Exactly.
You took it too far, Tommy, with the subject.
Okay.
Funny.
Hey, your wife up in this limo getting busy, Biden. I'm just trying to let you know.
Oh, you play too much.
Oh, man. I'm trying to figure out my next list of, you know, where I wants to go with. How about I prank Will Smith? Yeah. Will.
But you can't talk about it because he's probably listening. He listens to the show.
Well, now you need something else.
Yeah. Don't say nothing. Now be quiet.
Never mind, Will. Do Jazzy Jeff instead, Tommy.
Oh, do Jazzy. How about LL? How about LL?
Oh, that would be good. That would be good.
If you lick your lips one more time, I'm going to beat your ass.
If you lick your lips one more time. Boy.
I'm going to whoop you over half. You beat your lips. Lick your lips one more time. And I'm
sick of it.
I'm tired of my wife looking at the TV, that TV show you on, licking your lips. Why you got to be a police officer licking your lips? You ain't got to do that.
And all right, LC. Too, Tommy. Yeah. Where you going to drop LL?
Yeah. All right, listen. Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter subject. His ex-wife is willing to share him with me. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right.
You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on dating, sex, work, parenting, relationships, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one.
Happy journey.
Right here, right now, okay?
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right, subject. His wife is willing to share him with me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was in a relationship with a man for 6 months, but we fell in love quickly and we were living together. He is 36 and I'm 31. He's going through a divorce when he met me, so I made him wait until the papers were signed before we had sex. He told me that his wife divorced him because he cheated on her multiple times. He told me that he cheated simply because his wife had stopped having sex with him. He often went to his old house to get more of his things so he could fully move in with me. 2 weeks ago, he went over, and when he came back, he was quiet and wouldn't look me in the eye. After I kept asking him what was wrong and accusing him of messing with his ex-wife, he admitted that he did. We cried and tried to work through it, but the next day, he told me that he had talked to his ex-wife and told her he would move back in because he's ashamed of how he left her. A couple of days later, he left me and moved back into his home with her. I was an emotional wreck. He came over to see me a few times to see if I was all right, and we made love each time. I told him I want him to come back. He said that it was a possibility if I were open to having a relationship with him, despite him being with his wife. He said he told his ex about me and how he had fallen in love. He said his ex-wife was willing to let him continue to see me if I was okay with the arrangement. I'm good. So lovesick. I entertained this crazy notion for a day or two. He came over to my house last night and he smelled like her perfume and I lost it. I love him so much and I don't want him to go, but I don't think I can be a third wheel. Is having part of a man better than no man nowadays? Wow, you really drank the Kool-Aid, didn't you? I mean, all the time he was going over to his house, supposedly to get things to bring over to your house. Yes, he was sleeping with his wife, just like he sleeps with you when he comes over your house. And the question is, having part of a man better than no man nowadays? That's unacceptable any day, you know, and it should be unacceptable to you unless you're like, I mean, just unbelievably desperate, which it sounds like you are. You just want to settle for anything. Come on now. Why would you want to do that? Let this man go back to his wife and stay there so they can keep their little, you know, threesome or open marriage arrangement they got going on to themselves. And his wife is stupid, too, if she thinks the only way she can keep him is to invite you into their marriage. But I think they do this. It almost sounds like it's some sort of game. I think you should stand your ground and not become the third wheel, as you say, in all of this craziness. I think you know better, though. I think you do in your heart. You just think that you're in love with this guy. You're not in love with him. And what do you really have with him anyway? Don't you remember that he told you he cheated on his wife multiple times? Multiple times? He's a cheater. And that's why he was in trouble with his wife. All right. So do you think he wouldn't cheat on you? Okay, that's what I'm saying, if he came to stay with you. Let me just say this to you. Every man who wants to cheat and get with someone else, they always say that their wife doesn't have sex with them and they're unhappy. That's like the standard line. So don't get sucked into that. I mean, please, just let him stay over there. Do not consider being in a threesome with them. This is craziness right here. You don't want to do this. Let that man go back to his wife and stay. Steve?
This whole damn letter don't make no damn sense. As a matter of fact, as I was listening to Shirley read the letter, mm-hmm. I kept saying through the whole letter, what? So what I'm calling this letter is, the subject is, his wife is willing to share me with him, but I'm going to call this the letter call what? Because it is so many what moments in this damn letter that I can't read it without saying what? Here we go. I'm in a relationship with a man for 6 months. We fell in love quickly, living together. He 36 and I'm 31. He was going through a divorce when we met, so I made him wait until the papers were signed before we had sex. What? What? Didn't you just say, I was in a relationship with a man for 6 months, but we fell in love quickly, and we were living together. Y'all live together and ain't have sex? He 36. He was going through divorce when we met, so I made him wait until the papers were signed before we had sex. What? Here we go again. He told me that his wife divorced him because he cheated on her multiple times. Wait a minute. He told you that? What? See, that was a setup. He told you the reason him and his wife, because he cheated on her several times. He told me that he cheated simply because his wife had stopped having sex with him. What? He often went to his old house to get more of his things so he could fully move in with me. Now, you just said y'all was living together, but now you're saying so he could fully move in with you. And 2 weeks ago, he came back and he was quiet and wouldn't look me in the eye. After I kept asking him what was wrong and accusing him of messing with his ex-wife, he admitted that he did. What? Why did you do that? Because he couldn't look you in the eye. What?
All right, Steve, hang on.
We'll
hang
have
on
way
to your
more what when we come back.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, his ex-wife is willing to share him with me. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. His ex-wife is willing to share him with me. You renamed it the letter of what?
The letter of what? And there's so many what's in this letter. Let's quickly go over what we found out. Been with this relationship with a man for 6 months, fell in love quickly. He 36, 31. He was going through a divorce when we met, so I made him wait till the papers were signed before we had sex. What? Y'all, he moved in with you. Y'all living together. Y'all ain't having sex till the papers get signed. Okay, lady, right. He told me his wife divorced him because he cheated on her multiple times. He told you that?
He said it. Come on.
What? He told me that he cheated simply because his wife had stopped having sex with him. What? You mean after she found out you were screwing everybody else, she quit having sex with you so you wouldn't screw a few more people? That's what you did? Okay, bro. I'm with you. He often went to his old house to get more of his things so he could fully move in with me. So he was living with you, but he kept going back over there to get some more things. And you kept unlocking the door? What?
What?
2 weeks ago, he went over there, and when he came back, he was quiet, and he wouldn't look me in the eye. After I kept asking him what was wrong and accusing him of messing with his ex-wife, he admitted that he did. What? Why did he tell you that?
I love your what.
Who this dude couldn't look you in your eye? He been screwing her. He been looking you in your eye. Just this one night, he couldn't do it. He admitted that he did. Here go the next line. We cried and tried to work through it. What?
The OJ's crying.
What the hell is he crying for? He's screwing everybody. What is he crying for? We cried and tried to work through it. But the next day, right after that, he told me he had talked to his ex-wife and told her he would move back in because he was ashamed of how he left her. What?
Yeah, that's a big what right there.
So let me ask you something. So what was he crying for? Because he knew what he was going to tell your stupid ass tomorrow. So he cried, you ain't going to leave what I'm going to tell you tomorrow, man. We trying to work through it. I don't want to have sex with her, but she keep putting it in my face. A couple of days later, he left me and moved back into his home with her. I was an emotional wreck. What?
Yeah. Oh,
wait a minute. Oh, wait. This is the woman that he was cheating on because she wouldn't have sex with him. When did she start having sex with him? After he left her? For you? This the story you going with? Okay, lady. He left me and moved back into his home with her. I was an emotional wreck. He came over to see me a few times to see if I was all right. We made love each time. What?
Of course you did.
What? Did, well, you was just an emotional wreck. He just left you. He told you why he was leaving you. He told you why he left his wife the first time because he kept screwing around. He been going over there picking up socks and stuff, bringing them, slowly packing a drawer. He probably ain't got a whole drawer at your house. I told him I want him to come back. He said it was a possibility if I was open to have a relationship with him despite him being with his wife. What?
That's a big what, Steve.
Wait a minute. That's what you doing now. Mm-hmm. He back with his wife. He keep coming over there screwing you. You already in that. He just checking with you to make sure you still cool with it. How stupid are you?
Set that hook.
He said he told his ex-wife about me and how we had fallen in love. She said his ex-wife was willing to let him continue to see me if I was okay with the arrangement. What? Wait a minute, hold up. Oh, hold up, whoa. So you really think that this man done told his ex-wife, who he done moved back in with, that he in love with you, and he asked her, could he still see you? And she said, as long as it's okay with you. Mm. You should call her and ask her if that's what she said. Because mm-hmm. I promise you this conversation ain't been had. She said, I'm so lovesick, I entertained this crazy notion for a day or two. What?
Entertained.
But he came over to my house last night and he smelled like her perfume and I lost it. What you mad for? Mm-hmm. He's sleeping back with her. He done moved back in with her. That's who gonna be on him when he come over your house. It's her. You better be lucky it was perfume you was smelling. Yeah. Hello, what?
Yeah, why didn't he shower?
I love him so much and I don't want him to go, but I don't think I could be a third wheel. No, you are the third wheel. You've been the third wheel. What is hell you thinking you can't be that for no more? You are the third wheel. Is having part of man better than no man nowadays? He loves sick. He moved back in with her, which he never really left anyway, because he was just packing a drawer over at your house. He never did have a closet. He had a couple all shirts, right, and some pants over there, and one pair of Nikes.
Thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Coming up at 46
one
minutes
bottle
after.
Of cologne and an extra toothbrush. It's easy to get an extra toothbrush.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for Ask Steve. We have a question for you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Now, listen to this. One question.
It's one.
It's just one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is from a 22-year-old. This is from a millennial. So, and his name is also Steve, your namesake. He says, hi, Mr. Harvey. I work full-time, and I'm currently in school to become a psychiatric mental health nurse. My faith is strong, and I know that with God, anything is possible. So my question to you is, on your path to become an entertainer, did you ever doubt yourself, think your dream was too big, or think about giving up? And how did you strengthen your connection to God and never lose hope that your prayers and hard work would pay off? That's a great question.
Well, you know, look, no matter who you are, we're human, and you're going to have moments of doubt. Because it's so difficult to make a success of yourself. So there's going to be times, man, where you're going to be faced with the, man, did I make the right move? Man, is this working? Man, is it ever, mm-hmm. is it going to change? Is it going to get better? I mean, you know, I'm living in that car. I'm going, man, is it going to get better? Man, did I make the right move? Man, should I go back home? Man, I mean, you know, you're going to have doubts along the way. Sometimes you're going to doubt mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. Or let me say it to you this way. it's going to be so daunting at times that you're going to be faced with some things that appear to be insurmountable.
Yeah.
But wow. Here's what I always had to do. Whenever I got to moments like that, I thought of the ultimate dream that I had for myself and my family. What am I really shooting for? And I think what people have to do is you have to be conscious of the size of your dreams. You have to have dreams so big that not getting your dream is unacceptable, because the consequence, the alternative to not receiving your dreams is unacceptable. And you've just got to dream so big that your dreams are bigger than whatever problem you're having. So dreaming big is not the problem, because God is all out there in them big dreams. God is in the make your dream come true business. So I want you to just stay, you have to stay prayerful, man, throughout the journey. Prayer changes things. And prayer gives you a relationship with your creator that allows you to have the strength that you don't have. In your weakest moments, allows you to be your strongest, because it connects you closer to him. Your weakness is where he gives you the strength.
Amen.
Go ahead.
All right, Steve. All right, coming up next, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Is your relationship so good, guys, that sometimes you wish you and your spouse would argue more? Huh?
I don't need no more argument. I got enough.
We ain't never got that far.
I'm good.
If one argument, just one argument, could save your marriage, that is it. But this husband cooked, cleaned, swept, and loved his wife passionately, completely. She, in turn, felt choked by his affection and now wants to divorce him. The woman sought divorce from her husband in a city in the United Arab Emirates because his love was too much for her to bear. He never yelled at me or turned me down, the woman told the court. I was choked by extreme love and affection. He even helped me clean the house. The court ordered the adjournment of the case to give the couple a chance at reconciliation. So, guys, here's a question for you. Do you wish you and your spouse would actually argue more? Or have you ever ended a relationship because there was no conflict at all? It was just too much love and affection.
Jay, don't answer this.
I ain't got
no please,
answer for
Steve.
This
Why can't he answer,
we
Steve?
Need this.
Jay needs to stay away from this because as soon as you say something to him,
I'm
he disagree with
I'm
him.
I'm gone.
His ass is getting some papers drawn up.
Are you serious?
Are you serious, Steve?
Yeah, you talk back too much. I'm out of this relationship.
It's that fast?
Just that quick. Can be quicker than that.
Why is
really,
that
Jay? Way? Yeah.
I don't need it. I don't need to hit
dog,
it.
He out.
I'm out.
He out. I'm out. I don't know who wants the argument, but this woman, what's wrong with her?
Exactly, Steve. She's the problem.
Understand what real love is. She's got a different view.
Yeah,
she saw
problem.
Somebody getting cussed out, abused, something.
I want that.
Yeah, that's probably how she grew up that. Or something. Yeah.
You know, I want to get cussed out.
Too that's much crazy. Love and affection?
I've never heard a woman say
who
that.
Who wants conflict? Who want that?
Yeah,
well,
that's
now,
crazy.
Unless he's ultra clingy,
She did say she felt choked by his love. She felt choked by it.
What do you mean, Steve?
So well, that, she just rather just be choked?
Oh, goodness.
He cooked, he cleaned. He cooked, he cleaned. He loved her passionately and completely. This sounds like a
this
romance
woman out here
novel.
Going, hell fuck, go yeah. somewhere and sit showing.
Well, hit on with that now.
Yeah. She said he never yelled at me or turned me down.
What? Never?
Yeah.
This woman out there going, baby, you need to meet my man.
Who are you?
Okay. Yeah. He never turned you down? Oh, my God.
So this is the opposite of an abusive relationship.
He cooking and cleaning.
Extreme opposite.
And he cooking and cleaning, girl, please. Yeah, jackpot.
I cook.
Yeah.
I cook. I'm not going to clean.
Your dishes in the that. Sink when you threw.
He swept.
Dog. Wow. Dog, I'll leave a pot on the stove in a heartbeat.
Wow. This, I mean, women say all the time they want a good man. Women complain all the time. He never helps me around the house.
Right.
We never spend enough time together. He's right. not affectionate. He's not romantic.
I'll help you. I'll help you pack.
This one here.
Get him out of here.
But Jay, not one time she says something, she's out. You're done.
Yeah. Well, I don't take talking back. I don't.
What
I
is talking back? What
that
is
right
that?
There. See what we're doing there? That. That
but
right
you're
there.
Not a daddy. You're not her dad.
You
you're her husband.
Example. I was giving you an example.
You're her
see
man,
how we going
Jay.
Back and forth? See how we going back and forth?
What your daddy say, your dad say,
We don't do back and forth. We just do folk. Ain't no damn back in this house.
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, but, Jay, we can't disagree. We can't
as
agree.
As soon as I'm going to call it, ain't no back talk. Been one too many times of you talking back to me. You would have been gone. You'd
but
been
we
gone.
Don't like what you're saying, Jay. We have a right
Jay,
to say that.
You sound like mister.
Yeah, you sound like somebody's daddy. Yeah.
I'm not going to hit nobody. I'm just going to pack you up. But that's all I'm going to do.
But it's your tone, though, Jay.
Yeah.
It's your tone.
Man.
Wow. All right, coming up, more music, more fun, more chauvinism sounds
more
like,
back
too.
Talk.
Yeah.
More back talk.
At 20 minutes after the hour right here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, listen to this story, guys. A meat manufacturing company experienced a glitch in its payroll recently and accidentally paid a worker 300 times his salary, and now they can't seem to find the guy. The worker expected his usual monthly check of $545, but instead received a check for more than $180,000. Oh, now, when he noticed the mistake, he alerted his manager, who told him to go to his bank and repay the money, but he never did, and the company can't find him. They tried to reach him for several days and eventually received a letter from his attorney informing them of his resignation.
How you roll, baby.
He hasn't been heard from since. The company has filed a complaint with the police, but no arrest has been made. So the question to you guys is, what would you do in this situation? If you got paid 300 times your salary?
Oh, I'm out. I didn't tell y'all. I'm telling you, I will die in front of you right there. You would think I'm gone. Flat out, roll me out the dough, partner. I'm gone.
Junior.
I'll call in here. I will call and see how y'all doing. How the morning show doing?
Where would you
boy,
be?
Y'all funny as hell.
Where would you
oh, no,
be?
I'm not coming back. Yeah. Boy, y'all funny. Steve! Boy!
300 times your pay. Man. Wow.
Ooh, all right, we'll have more. Thanks, guys. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Coming up, we'll do a round of Would You Rather at 33 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, time now, guys, for Would You Rather. Here we go. Would you rather be the ugliest person in the room? Or
even,
would you rather...
Even Junior, they age. Go eat.
Or would you rather be the least funny person in the room?
There you go. Yeah. Mm. There you go, Tommy.
Yeah. I'm going to be ugly.
Like that.
I'm going to be ugly.
Come on over here.
I ain't never got over here with y'all.
You already over here.
That's what I thought. You've been over here. You see, the only confusion is in your mind. Now, what you want to be, A or B? Ugliest person in the room or the least funniest person in the room?
Mm-hmm,
what you want to be?
I'm
gonna be at first.
Mm-hmm. That's not an option.
Okay. All right. I think we're clear on that one. Would you rather have dinner with your ex or live in a tiny house?
All up in
the
tiny house.
Did you say B, Steve?
B, in a tiny house on the corner of the roof of the tiny house. With that point, the only thing I got to sit on. Put me in there and shut the door.
What about you, Junior?
I sit in the tiny house with no windows.
We're all in the tiny house.
You're all in the tiny house. All right.
We'll go to tiny jail, Shirley. We'll do it.
With some little tiny handcuffs.
Shirley, I live in a tiny, tiny house.
Double tiny.
Bitty house. Would you rather take cold showers for 3 months or would you rather connect your phone in the car? You know, when you're with your...
Finna be shriveled up every day looking like a prune. All day. I'm prune, baby.
I'm gonna connect my phone. Yeah, I ain't up to nothing. I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, I can connect it, but I'd rather shrivel up.
Yeah.
You sound crazy, Tom.
You sound crazy. Well, I could be on your phone.
Hey, dog, but I'm gonna tell you, bro, I got some partners that call where I go, dog, I'm on the speaker in the car with my girl. I have to tell him that.
Yeah, you have to.
Immediately.
I got some partners where I have to say that to. I have to say that to.
All right, last one.
And it'd be them random thought, because I got, go ahead, Shirley.
Would you guys rather a 16-hour road trip in an RV or a 4-hour flight on Spirit Airlines?
I'm going to see the sights on that RV. We're going to get on this road.
For 16 hours?
Yeah, I'm going to get in that RV. Yeah, for 16 hours. Yeah,
but you're
only stopping at truck stops, all that.
Cool, all that.
You're only on Spirit for 4 hours.
That's suicidal.
You gotta fight for five.
Spirit. We getting pork skin.
You know who else on that plane? No, that's the problem with Spirit. It's the other customers.
Yeah.
It's 4 hours of that, especially me sitting back there. I'm telling you what, the funniest thing I've seen on Family Feud.
We'll be back with the last break of the day and at 49 minutes after the hour. Of course, Steve Harvey will have some closing remarks for us right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, Steve, here we are. Last break of the day on this Thursday. It's been a good day.
Yeah, it has. On a personal level.
We're ready for it.
Everybody experiences what I'm about to talk about. Everybody has some form of it. It could be in a relationship, a loving relationship, a sexual relationship. It could be in a, you know, a job relationship. It could be in a coworker relationship. It could just be anything, man. It could be anything at all. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about this for a minute. Because here's what I want you all to think about. And somebody sent this to me who works at the radio station, Dawn, the young lady that's in charge of our social media. It's a post board. And it really got me to thinking because it's so true. Life is too short to be waiting on somebody to act right.
Touched a nerve.
Life is too short to be waiting on somebody to act right. You know, the clock is ticking. And I don't know if you know that, man, but time flies by sometimes. Especially if you have a job that you don't mind going to, that you enjoy, if you're working in your life's ambition, if you're following your dreams, if you're chasing your dreams, if you're pursuing something of value, you notice time has a tendency to get away from you a little bit. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, man, you go along and you go, wow, okay, cool. Man, we got to get it together, but we just keep running out of daylight and all of this right here. And it just gets to a point where you just realize, man, life kind of gets away from you a little bit. So you got to start thinking, man, life is too short to be waiting on somebody to act right. And I'm not just talking about in a relationship like you married or something like that, which is another one. But my goodness, man, I don't really have time for that. I don't have time for you to act right. I would rather surround my people who act like me. I would rather surround myself with people who add value to my life instead of subtracting from my life. If you got somebody in your life that's always taking and never giving, you're probably waiting on them to act right. If you got a person that's always getting something from you and never say thank you, life is too short to be waiting on somebody to act right. You're in a relationship with a person who constantly, and I mean constantly, does you wrong, repeatedly. And you keep expecting them to change their behavior, and they don't. Are you kidding me, man? You know, they say that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and expecting a different result. It's insane for us to continue to wait on somebody to act right, when, first of all, you can't make nobody act right. You can't change nobody that don't want to be changed. So we keep getting back to this plaque that I got sent that said life is too short to be waiting on somebody to act right. I've done it before. I've done it with employees. I've done it with associates. I've done it in relationships. I've done it with my children. I mean, man, just sitting around waiting on my children to get it. I taught it to them, but I'm waiting on them to get it. And I got tired of it. And I told them one time, I said, hey, I'm done. I'm done trying to get you to understand my position. I'm done trying to get you to move on and let's just have a great life together. I'm tired of you bringing up issues. I don't let people do that to me no more. You stop bringing up issues from the past. We've all changed. Grow up, move on. Now, if you want to stay back there and want to hang on to something in the past so you can keep talking about how miserable you are, go on and be miserable. But life is too short for me to be waiting on you to act right. So now, here I am over here. This is the way I am. If you want some of this love, some of this guidance, some of this understanding, some of this leadership, you need some occasional help, I'm here. But if you want to keep dragging me over the coals about an issue that you can't get past, I'm sorry. I'm no longer available for you. I'm sorry that you can't get past it. I'm sorry that it has bothered you for a number of years. My apologies. But obviously, my apologies ain't good enough. Have you ever had that happen to you? Have you ever found yourself apologizing to somebody over and over for the same thing because they just can't seem to get past it? Life is too short to be waiting on somebody to act right. And I look up, man, and I just decided, man, I ain't doing it no more. I'm just not going to do it no more. I'm sorry. If I've offended you, if I hurt you, and I'm man enough to apologize, I expect you to be man enough or woman enough to accept it. You don't have to forget it. I'm just saying I'm sorry and I'm asking for your forgiveness. But if you ain't in the forgiving mood, I'm going to take it to God. I'm going to ask God to forgive me because he will. And then I'm moving on. Me and you ain't got to talk no more. You can't get past it. I understand. But my daddy always said, you're going to either get over it or you're going to die mad. Now, if you choose to die mad, you stay over there and let you lead this world mad. I'm moving on. Life is too short to be waiting on somebody to act right. Them my closing room. Let me drop
you
this.
You best
damn
to drop
mic.
It.
Oh,
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.